Mr. Brightside by The Killers became a hit song all the way back in 2004. That was more than a decade ago, but somehow the song has never really gone away. In fact, it's spent time on the UK Top 100 charts nearly every year since its release. So we turn to Stephen Thompson of NPR's music team to find out why Mr. Brightside is still so popular all these years later.
It is a completely timeless sounding song. It hasn't aged, I think, the way a lot of older songs do because of, you know, production techniques or whatever. A lot of songs that came out around that era, early 2000s, you think about what the pop hits were by groups like the Black Eyed Peas, where there is a little bit of a dated feel to the song, and you hear that and you think, oh God, that's so 2004. When you hear Mr. Brightside, you don't necessarily think, ugh, that's so 2004, even if you relate it to your life back then. And I understand any skepticism people are feeling referring to a song that became a hit in 2004 as quote-unquote timeless. Is it like this song will echo through the ages? But you do have this data point of a song that is 13 years old that is continuing to chart. Over the years, the way things chart has changed. So something as simple as streaming a song over and over again can have a more of an impact. You don't have the gatekeepers of radio program directors saying, okay, this song's played out. This song's been on our rotation for 6 months. We're going to take it out. Streaming is a little bit more eternal. And so I think that older songs have the potential to have a longer life if a lot of people continue to stream them. It's a song with this incredible kind of emotional output to it. He's hollering, you know, this like, I just can't look, it's killing me. That alone is like, first of all, I think we've all felt that, you know, like my feelings are crushing me under their sheer weight. And so the song in that way, it never dies because Feelings never die.
That was NPR's Stephen Thompson.